Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp,
and Tamara Judge.
And we are very excited because not only do we have Emily Simpson here, we have Cynthia Bailey.
And two of the finest girls in reality TV.
But here's the thing.
I'm here
because
I just didn't leave.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go.
We actually also
noticed
to go.
My time was up and yeah. I just yeah. didn't leave.
Also,
I love that you're here.
Klingon.
A Klingon. No, but I think this is a pivotal podcast because soon Cynthia will be recapping Orange County with me. Yes. And you need to kind of grill them a little bit, not about what we're going to see on the show that they can't share with us, mm-hmm. but anything that you thought about last year that you may have said
well,
or done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait. Mm-hmm. Don't agree so quickly.
Wait, but you are.
You had one asshole moment, and I called
one.
You.
One.
One. One that really, really triggered me.
Okay.
It was only one. The other stuff, I thought you just understood the assignment.
Yeah. Okay. So well,
hold on. What's so bad?
The napkin thing wore me out. That's just coming from someone who's been in the position where something like that could escalate to a bigger thing.
Well,
Atlanta,
especially
sure.
if there was a chopstick in that napkin.
But, exactly.
Okay. So yeah, but here's the thing: the culprit of the napkin, it wasn't going to escalate because she wasn't going to do anything back. If she threw a napkin in my face,
yes,
it would have been
f***ing bad. It would have been game on.
It would have been bad. Yeah, absolutely.
Would you have given her a little kick the way that Cynthia gave?
Well, let's see why you got to bring up old stuff.
No, back to Cynthia's
Listen,
comments.
I was protecting my space, and I just want to go on the record to say that
I am not proud of that.
I immediately felt horrible.
Yeah, okay. So you have those moments where you get so frustrated that you can't use your big girl voice.
What?
You got to kick somebody or throw a napkin.
Listen, I literally could not rest. I almost was like, can you just come over and kick me back?
She
like, I
came after my marriage. You come after my marriage and my kids like that. Well,
yep. I have a question.
I
Were
have
you
a good
coming
marriage.
After her relationship at the same time?
maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. But it wasn't lies. It wasn't lies.
Okay, but when you when you have legitimate concerns about someone's relationship, yes, I think that's okay. Different. But when someone has a solid marriage and you come after them, then that's when you get pissed. If you're going to come after me and Shane, I'm going to get pissed.
But did you know how frustrated I was when she basically said, like, I think she was insinuating I had the hots for him? I was either punching the throat or throw a napkin.
Listen, if you're not turned on by those coats that Ryan wears, then I don't know.
I still want one, by the way. No, the thing with you, Tam, like, I get it. It's a show. You guys have to bring up the obvious things that are going on.
I mean, I'm not proud of that moment.
I just felt like, well, okay, and that's fine. I can respect that. It just was a point where I felt like you just needed to let it go, and you just wouldn't let it go.
But what you did not see is I'm not the one that brought all that up. There was a bunch of people that brought that up and were pulling it out. And I'm like, I was frustrated because I thought we were done with it.
So they just highlighted you the most bringing it up. Because I didn't really see that many other people. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I was not the one that brought it up at the table. I thought that me and Jen had put all this behind us. And then I think Gina was the one.
Maybe.
That threw out the, let's reel this in. Yeah. And then whatever. It is what it is.
Well, she was making references to you, like saying that Ryan was hot, or you wanted him to take his shirt off, or there was like something like that.
Is he hot in person? Because I actually never thought he was that hot. Like, I mean, you guys made it seem like that guy was like everybody in Orange County wanted him.
I will tell you, when
he
came to our gym, he would always wear a hat.
Okay.
And so it covered the...
I can say that any man in a hat and sunglasses can appear hot.
Yeah.
Because everything's covered up.
Because you can't actually
see their face.
I look hot in sunglasses. I'm
really hot with sunglasses on, too.
We all are. It's the truth. It's the truth.
So the other night, a 10 with sunglasses, baby.
The other night we were at dinner.
No, but I will say, I don't think he's an ugly man.
No. He's definitely not a bad looking guy. He's just not as hot as.
No, but he would come to the gym and he works. He works out hard, and I appreciate somebody that puts that much time and effort into their body.
Yeah,
and you know, he was charming actually when he came to our gym.
Yeah, well, I actually liked his personality.
He
I like the way he kind of like
very charming person.
Yeah, I thought he was very likable.
So Cynthia, let's put you on the spot right now.
Oh, great, let's do it.
If you had to pick one husband,
from
Real Housewives of Orange County,
oh boy,
to have a tryst with, who would it be?
Oh my God!
And don't act like you're above this, because we know.
Okay. All right, I'm just gonna go with the one. Her name is it Shannon Bedore? Is that the one that's married to the plastic surgeon guy?
No, that's Heather.
Oh, Heather.
Wait, recapped Orange County?
Okay, I know. I'm awful. I get in so much trouble. I get them confused. I know it's the rich one with
Terry DeBrow.
Terry. Like him, and that's like with, there's a reason for him.
What's the reason?
So he can do all the work?
Well, I can get all free work.
Because
I'm getting
rich.
Older. I'm about to celebrate my 57th
Terry's
birthday.
Terry's a nice guy. He's a really
he
nice
really
guy.
He
seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a very nice
he
guy.
He seems like he completely loves his wife.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I've gone through 2 marriages and 2 divorces. I feel
Eddie
like I can make it work with a guy like him.
Do you think Eddie hates me?
Do I think he hates you?
Joking.
Oh, I hope not. Nobody can really hate you.
I know. For our husbands to stay married to us, they must really love us.
I'm a very good wife.
Yeah, Heather seems like she has a great life. I would love to find myself one of.
He's also funny too.
He's hilarious.
He's funny.
I get that from him.
I wish they didn't dislike me so much so that I could get to know them more.
Well, I think you owe her an apology.
I did apologize.
What did you say about Heather?
Oh, she was at BravoCon and she had a few too many. And I don't even know if you remember this, but
was that when she made the Instagram story?
Oh, she just doubled down with the Instagram story.
Hold on. I'm going to back up here. The reason why I started with Heather DeBrow was because I was having your back.
Let's hear it.
Remember when you guys were having all of your issues?
You guys were fine at that moment.
It's always Tamara's fault.
Always. There's nothing.
Do you see the pattern? Do you see the pattern?
All roads lead back to you.
I just say I'm sorry for being so hard on you.
Are you going to go and apologize to all? Yeah, at BravoCon, I said, let's squash the beef right now. Let's be done with it. And she said, sure. And then she changed her mind.
We're not going to be talking about Heather DeBrow on my dime, okay?
Well, I already made Tamara $100 bet that I bet by the end of this season they're going to have a fight.
No, I don't think so. I totally disagree with that.
I know I don't pay on my bets, but I...
She's the same girl that just said, do you think you and Gina are going to be at odds at the end of the season?
I did say, no.
Oh, with me.
Yeah, I didn't say, do you think you're going to be at odds? I said, do you think there's ever anything that she could do to ever put... Like, I feel like I have friendships that I was on, and I was on the show for less than all of you guys.
So when is Kyle going to stop talking to you?
That's my point. I don't think there ever will be that point because I don't think I will ever cross that line with her. Would I cross that line with other people?
If you worked with her on the show, do you think you would cross that line?
No.
Never.
See, I agree with that because I feel like
you have true
friends. I feel like I'm the kind of person who actually wants to be friends with people and I want to have real friendships. Yeah. And if you want to have a real friendship, you have to draw a line. So if Gina said to me, as a friend, I want to tell you something. I need your advice, but please don't ever bring this up on the show. I would never do it.
I agree.
Never.
And the secrets that I'll be taken to the grave.
And I would get fired over it because at the end of the day, my personal integrity is worth more than the show.
Yeah.
But I mean that 100%.
But the fake friendships where they say that they're close with you, but then once the show ends, they never make any effort to ever talk to you again. They don't know your personal life. They don't know your kids' names.
Yeah, I have some of those.
Then it's like, okay, yeah, I probably could easily throw that friendship under the bus because I don't think it's an authentic friendship.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I agree with that.
I mean, be clear. Like, when you're on a show with six different women, I mean, I've been off Atlanta for 2 years now. Obviously, I saw all of those ladies a lot more when I worked with them because I
only
had to clock in.
Only 2 years? It feels like 10.
No, it's only been two. That's why people are like, are you ready to come back? I'm like,
Are you coming back?
I just left.
Do you know anything about what's going on? I know you can't say, but do you know anything that's going on with casting right now?
I do not know what's going on with casting.
Because there's a lot of rumors.
We heard that Drew, Sonia, and who was the third person? And Courtney were all booted.
Who's Courtney?
She was the new girl.
I don't know, to be honest with you, but I don't think that is entirely true. I don't think they've made a decision, in my opinion.
Well,
how long ago did they film the reunion? The reunion, normally they give contracts right after the reunion.
No, they're having a shakeup. Sheree told me she hasn't heard anything.
That's what everyone's telling me too, the few people that I've talked to, for sure.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Do you think there's a chance for NeNe to ever come back?
I don't know. I mean, I just honestly don't know.
Come back?
Yes.
I think that in my heart of hearts, and we just reconnected in Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
And that was great because, like, no matter what, like, that was a real friendship for a really long time. Yeah. And the love will always be there for her. And I have zero interest in just being enemies with NeNe Leakes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Especially because we were really, really good friends.
For sure.
So, and it's, I mean, we're not even on the show. I'm not on the show. She's on not on the show. So it's like, okay, so what are we over here griping about? I felt like she was always great on the show. I came on the show my third season, season three on the show as NeNe's friend. So I saw how she helped shape that show in so many ways. But I do believe, as someone who is not on the show anymore, you know, I love when people kind of go in and out because sometimes you just need a break.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
You're a floating housewife at this point. You were on, let's break it down. We saw you on Beverly Hills.
Question.
When I don't know if I'm a floating housewife. I was a consistent housewife.
No, I mean right now.
Loosely
right.
As a friend. I never floated
no,
back.
No. I'm talking about currently. We right. saw, you're not on permanent on any housewife show.
No.
Well, you come on Orange County with us.
Please. I would love to. I want to go. You guys are always on boats. Yeah, I want to come and
saying.
Hang out on a
traveling
boat.
Housewife.
Okay, so I'm thinking.
It's weird. She probably asked me.
Okay, you know, they have traveling nurses. Why can't you be a traveling housewife?
There
I love that,
should
actually.
Be a position for certain iconic housewives that just show up to different parties and different franchises.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Just to make an appearance.
Just to make an appearance.
Yeah. It is so much fun for me after being on Atlanta for 11 years to just kind of pop in and out. I mean, I feel like a certain sisterhood to all of you guys. Even this is my first time even meeting you. And I was like, I fell in love with you just from recapping with Teddy. Aww. But I've never really hung out with you before, Tamara. Nope. I've only kind of watched you from afar as
BravoCon.
Well.
BravoCon.
But I feel like you guys are my people. So yes, I love the idea of just being able to organically and authentically be in a space with you guys. It's just real. So if I'm hanging out in Orange County and you guys are filming, sure, I'll go on the boat ride.
Well,
too.
How let's fun
go. Is I'll
that
go on the boat ride.
No pressure.
None.
You
zero
just get
pressure.
To come have fun.
And before we get into our plastic surgery conversation, I do need to ask one additional thing.
Oh God.
Do you think when it comes to housewife shows and when they're doing well or when they're not doing well, do you think that much heat really falls on the showrunner or it happens because of the relationships with the women?
Both. I think the show is all about, at the end of the day, the relationship with the women.
That's how I feel too.
After, again, 11 years, I've seen showrunners come and go. And I've seen us have amazing seasons with a showrunner who wasn't that great. They just let us do what we do, which I think is the best way to let it go.
Have you
to
ever
not
had a
overproduce.
Bad showrunner?
Yes.
And you felt like the show still
And we
came
still
out,
did great because
top.
We had a great cast.
Well, I think that
and
it's...
And we had great stories.
Yeah. And you had great friendships.
But I kind of feel like it's everything. I feel like this is the majority, everybody that's working on it, it's the talent, it's the production company, it's the showrunner, it's everything.
When it all
but
works
if you
together,
have a bad
it's great.
Cast, I don't care.
And a great showrunner, you
how
have a
great
show.
Showrunner
definitely,
is.
Definitely.
If you have a bad cast.
But what
it's
I have
cast.
Learned in my 14 years of filming Housewives, we only have a showrunner for 2 years, and it's somebody new.
Well, I don't like blaming production and showrunners for a bad season personally, because like I said, I've seen us have, you know, production that, you know, they were okay and an okay showrunner and still have a banging ass season.
Well, how was Carlos King?
Amazing.
Amazing.
I love him.
Amazing.
So why did
he
that
like,
stop? I
can we
love
just
him.
Call him?
I know, let's call Carlos. Oh,
I'm going to call
okay,
him.
Let's call Carlos.
He just asked us to do his life.
And you can ask him why did it stop, because I don't know why it stopped. I just know that he was a great showrunner. Carlos was a showrunner when I first, no, it was the second season that I came on. I can't remember, but.
Tamara, how many different showrunners have you had in 14 years on?
Every 2 years, there's a new one.
So you've had 7 different ones?
Yeah, at least.
I mean, I've had 3 different showrunners.
But just for the record, though, before we go into the Botox and fillers, I 100% have not completely closed the door to housewives. Like, my answer is always going to be just not right now. And that's just the honest truth. Like, I did it for a long time. And I am 100% focused on my acting career. And I just have a lot of other stuff going on. And I love that I can still get to, you know, pop in and out when I want to. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do Watch What Happens Live, like, in 2 weeks for, like, a show.
A new show
that I have going on. So
scripted.
I still see everybody all the time. So. It's cool.
And who do you think that of the current cast that you're closest with? Is it Kenya? Oh,
that's, you know what? When you brought that up about like once you leave a show, who you are still going to be friends with or who will still take your call or whatever. I actually wondered about that. Like once I stopped working with these ladies, I was like, okay, now I'm going to see who really, really is my friend. Yeah. And I have to say that every one of those ladies on the cast, old and new, like, the moment I hit down in Atlanta, I'm getting texts like, hey, are you in Atlanta? Let's go for drinks. Let's go for dinner. Nice. And it's all off camera. And I just, that makes me feel really good.
Because they know they need you back.
No.
Wait a minute. I got the king in the room right now. I have Cynthia Bailey. I have Emily Simpson. And I have Teddy Joe right there.
Carlos, turn around.
Hold on, you have to put him
next
to
the mic. Carlos King!
Hold on. Yeah, let me hold it against
I feel like your phone is dirty. You need to
my phone is dirty.
Okay, okay. Carlos. Oh. All right, talk loudly and don't move around. Okay, can you hear us?
And I'm outside. Hold on, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. We can hear you. We just had a quick question because we were just talking about how important showrunners are for these Real Housewives shows, if you can still have a good show without a good showrunner, blah, blah, blah. And Cynthia said, yes, you can still have a good show if you have a great cast. However, Carlos King was the best of the best.
The king. Nobody did it better. But it's the truth, Carlos. You know, I'm always going to give you your flowers, and I always appreciate when you give them back, okay?
But my question for you is, why did you leave Atlanta?
Oh, well, simply put, two reasons. One, I was there for like 8-9 years, mm-hmm. and right. I felt like I've done everything I could with that show, and Cynthia can attest to that.
Amen.
So, and I wanted to like expand and start my own production company. So I moved to Los Angeles afterwards because I felt that there's nothing more I could do, and I had to move on.
Do you miss it? Like when you see it struggling, like this past season.
Oh my God. Teddy Walters, Jesus.
Like if, when you see that happening, you're like,
safe
shit,
space,
if
Carlos.
I was there, you're in a safe space, just us and our million
nobody
closest friends.
Nobody.
I know. The number one podcast for a TV film. Go ahead, sister.
But do you, when you watch it, are you like, shit, if that was me, I would do blah, blah, and blah. And my last question for you is, what would you do right now to save Atlanta?
Well, I think they would have to bring a Brinks truck for that answer. I can't give that away for free. But I will say this, and Cynthia, I want that she agrees with me. When I look at Atlanta, it's easy to fix, and that's the crazy part. Mm-hmm. When I look at it, I think it's so simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Authentic friendships?
Who are you going to fire?
Well, you know, when they ask me that question, Carlos.
I expect these questions from Teddy, honey. to me, there's too many politics involved, and that's the issue. Mm.
Gotcha. Well, when they asked me that question, Carlos, I said that because I don't like what's happening now with everything being the fault of the showrunner or production. Like, I don't like it falling in. And the blame going to them entirely, because I don't think that's necessarily true. When you were show running Atlanta for many, many years, which was amazing, amazing, no matter what was going on, the cast was what really helped keep that show together. If you had the right cast, no matter what was going on, we had a good show. True or not true?
I will always say this. It's a collaborative effort, right?
That's what I said.
Because I agree. But you remember this. But Carlos, you can have a great production team and a great showrunner. If you don't have the right cast, you're not going to have a good show.
So I left to do another show because I was starting my production company. I was begged to come back season 8 to fix it because the showrunner who they hired just wasn't doing a good job. And Cynthia knows this. When I came back, we filmed Cynthia's party. And that's when Sheree almost threw a drink at Kenya, because at the end of the day, it's a collaborative effort. So here I am. I'm inheriting the cast already, but nothing was happening. When I came in, everything started to happen.
Because they have a relationship with you and they trust you. But my last question is, if you had to boot to and bring new people in, who would it be? It could be past people.
I'm not going to say boot.
Fine, let's not say boot. Let's say demote them to friend zone.
Let's just say fire.
No, I'll say this. The only thing I will say is the best cast in the world was season 6.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay, so season 6 was Cynthia, Sheree, Nene, Portia,
Phaedra,
Kenya, Phaedra. Am I missing anyone?
The best.
And Marlo was a friend. Was that it, Carlos?
Yeah.
And Marlo was a friend.
Yeah. Season 6 was perfect.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, Carlos. Hold on. Hold on. We have her right now. We have. Get in here. Sit your ass down. You get over here, Angie K. Oh, we have one of the biggest housewife producers. Sit down.
Oh, you're in the hot seat right now. You didn't even get to, like, warm up.
Oh, this guy.
Okay, so this is Carlos King.
Hi, Carlos. Here. Love you, I think.
Get the mic.
Okay, happy to answer that. I didn't bet against anyone. I'm going off my personal experience coming on the show with this woman, thinking that she wanted to be my friend. First week of filming, she starts going around to each of the women. She starts talking about me, saying my marriage is fake. Thank you. It's arranged, that I'm a fraud, that I'm in the fucking organized crime, that I launder money, that my businesses are fake, that I'm bankrupt and broke. So all these things in week one of filming, all behind my back, all on camera, saying she doesn't like me. So now all this comes back to me. So the reunion is my opportunity to call her out, hold her accountable for saying all these things. I'm a loyal friend, and I came to the show to be myself, which is be loyal. She did a lot of damage to me personally, saying that my husband's basically like deceptive, leading to two lives, and that my marriage is arranged. So I'm not banning against anyone. I'm speaking on my personal experience.
But don't worry. We're going to change your mind by the end of this weekend.
Oh, God. What are you guys going to do? You're going to have to buy me.
Angie.
Yeah.
Would you admit that she brought eyeballs to the show courtesy of the dynamic?
Okay. I can admit that one season for entertainment purposes and shock value. She has now lost trust of all the viewers. Well, 99.9%. She has lost trust of all the ladies. So next season when she comes back and says, hey, Carlos, I heard your boyfriend is bending over some other guy in his office. Are you going to look at her and say, fuck you? Who's going to believe a word she says, right? Who's going to believe anything she says about the cast, anything she says? She's lied. She's been exposed for being a liar and a troll. She has zero credibility. How do you come back? How do you have another redo? It's over, in my opinion.
Can I ask you a question, baby?
Yes.
Heather has no credibility because she lied on producers saying they gave her the black eye.
Okay. Do you want to ask me a question? Do you want me to?
Yes. Why are you ladies upset with Monica? Not saying you shouldn't be, but you don't have that same energy. To me, Heather's more dangerous because the production has to do an investigation due to Heather lying on production, saying they could have edited the footage, hid the footage, could they have given her the black eye? All the while, Jen did it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Have you ever met Jen Shah?
No.
Okay. She is a woman that can walk in a room. She's charismatic. Everyone loves her, from the 90-year-old to the librarian to the dentist to the doctor.
I didn't like her.
I don't know that 90-year-olds love Jen Shah.
Jen Shah took 90-year-old people's money.
She did, yeah. But listen, like, I have been with this woman, and she's charismatic. She had redeeming qualities, right? And until she pled guilty, we had to believe her, right? So I have been in Heather's position at times with Jen where there's a reason she was swindling people out of money. She is good at what she does. Like, we were in love with the woman, you know?
But Angie, this is the thing though, Angie, is I understand that. My thing is, you could lie and say you don't remember. Why would you lie and incriminate production who make minimum wage? They leave their families at home.
My agent,
to go to Salt Lake City. Heather is diabolical. She's a troublemaker. I'm more afraid of Heather than Monica.
Okay. Let me answer that in my personal experience with both of them. Heather, she uses her humor and she admits that she used it in the wrong way. Like, oh, well, maybe it's production. She was skirting around the issues. She admitted she should not have said that. She was terrified. And we've all been
terrified of a woman that's in prison
and having to lie about it.
The woman's in jail.
Jen was already on the show for 3 years.
Oh,
this is different than Monica,
activated. Okay?
Because Jen was already on the show for 3 years. The women were stuck with her. There was no getting rid of her. It was like a cast member or someone you work with that you just had to figure out the best way around staying on the show with this person and dealing with them.
Okay,
let me ask a question. Yeah.
If she was really terrified of Jen.
We all were.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you go to production and say, I'm terrified of this woman. She gave me a black eye.
And I think it's because she wasn't.
I have to go back to work.
I'm going to say one last thing. Heather blacks out when she drinks, and I don't think she really fully knew what the hell happened. She apologized. Monica did not.
Heather continued with the lie. Heather is duplicitous. She continued with the lie to sell books. She's not a bad Mormon. She's a bad person.
Okay. Ooh. Wait, Carlos. I will say one last thing. That Heather had regrets and apologized. Monica did not, right? There would have been some redemption for Monica, potentially.
Well, I will say this. Angie, I love you, by the way. I said you are comedy relief.
Thank you. I do
call you Hurricane Angie.
I love it.
Because you're like the forecast with the wind. But I will say this.
Yes.
There was once a show called The Real Housewives of Dallas. The show got canceled when somebody was gone. There was a show called The Real Housewives of OC. And Emily,
yes,
you can attest to this. When Tamara was gone, it wasn't great.
No, I agree with that. 100%.
So Angie K, look at me, girl, and your expensive sunglasses.
This is just because I have no glam on.
All I'm going to say is this. You guys are the talk of the town, just like Danielle Staub did to New Jersey. At the end of the day, you always have to do what Tamara Judge does. You put on your producer hat and you say, I may feel this way, but what is best for the show? And at the end of the day, I would have done this. Bring this bitch back so we can get out of her some more.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I gotta
She's
go.
Not right.
I
love you. Yet, but we will continue
but
on
look
the
what
next
happened to Atlanta when Cynthia left.
Okay. Oh, Cynthia's like, don't drag me into this mess. Carlos, we know you gotta go to work.
Okay, guys, I know that we got a lot. Thank you so much, Carlos King. We got a lot. Whoa, and popping another bottle. But we do have to wrap this episode, but we will bring in Angie K officially and not have Carlos King solely grill her. We will all do it. So please make sure to tune in to the next episode where Angie will be giving us all her hot takes. But I'm also going to put Angie up to a task.
Yes, ma'am.
In your response, you cannot use more than 12 words.
I know. I'll land the plane. I'll keep it.
That's the rule. If you can do it in 12 words, we'll believe you. Okay. All right. Tune in, guys. Thanks for joining us.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.